All right, so the top five witches and warlocks in the Bible. Number one, the devil. In Genesis 3:1, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So number one is the serpent. Number two is Eve. Eve became a witch. Number three is Cain. Cain became a liar, murderer, deceiver. He was very subtle. He met his brother out in the field. He was very subtle. His motives were under the radar, under the threshold. That's what subtle means. His motives were very subtle. Number four, Jezebel. She was a witch. She had took 450 false prophets and got them to lie to the whole nation. Number five was Ahab. Ahab was letting her take the fall, you know. They eventually threw her out the window. And the dogs licked up her blood. Number six would be Adam, the older Adam. Adam went down with the ship, but it was a choice. He did it by choice. He didn't do it by... He wasn't deceived. He did it by choice because that's what he was supposed to, because he's a type and shadow of Christ going down with the church. So who is the ultimate witch? Every person who's ever been unsaved, which is everybody. It's a witchcraft system. The whole earth. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, right? Stubbornness is as idolatry. So everybody's been a witch. Everybody's been a sorcerer. Everybody's been a magician. Everybody's been that way. They were born in it. You're born in sin. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. All those characters that I just mentioned, they're just to show you your old Adamic nature, your old flesh mind, your old rebellious person. Rebellion. This is why God gives you authority in your life to see if you're rebellious, to test your heart. Will you submit to your authority? The only people on the earth that just try to justify not being under authority are the wife at home. The wife's in the home. She don't want to, in our culture, she don't want to obey her husband. I even saw it in church. This woman sitting on the church pew, I ain't going to have no man tell me what to do. She said that. And she was in church, in an independent Baptist church at that. I ain't gonna have no man tell me what to do. Because she's a witch. She's rebellious. She don't believe the word. She sits in church and claims to believe the word, but she don't believe. She's spreading all that corrupt doctrine inside of church. She's a witch. She's a sleeper agent. She's an agent of Satan. Why'd you get married if you believe that? Why not stay single? Why not stay single and sleep around, which she probably already is, because she's saying she ain't gonna have no man tell her what to do. That means she hates men. She hates authority. She actually hates God. She's sitting in church and hates God's authority in her life. Maybe he did something that he shouldn't have done. Maybe he was... Yeah, I know. Authority messes up. But just because authority messes up don't mean God changed his mind. There are reasons for divorce, but just because you don't like what somebody does, like in general. Now, if they're narcissistic, They're cheating. I can understand it. If you believe they're trying to poison you, and they probably are. If that thought came to your mind, they probably had thought about it. Even if they didn't, they've thought about it. They probably are. There was a nurse on the news yesterday. She killed 7 infants. Tried to kill 10 more, I think. Poison or whatever. I don't know how she did it. I didn't read the whole article. I was just sick. I didn't really want to read it. I already knew a bunch of nurses. I've had experience with observing and being around in 3D the nursing situation, and most of them hate the doctors, and most of them, they hate each other. They don't like to work with each other. They don't trust each other. And they'll tell you, women can't work together. I mean, what does that tell you? If women don't like working with women, that's a big red flag to bring up some question in your mind about why. Why is that? It's Genesis 3. Every day is the same script, repeating. Somebody's in rebellion, and somebody's trying to pull somebody else into rebellion. Genesis 3. Somebody believed the lies of the devil, and somebody's trying to pull somebody else into the lies of the devil. If you really want to break witchcraft down to its basics, it's really right there in Genesis 3, and you can unfold it right there. They're trying to live forever. They're trying to get knowledge of good and evil without being born again. They're trying to live forever without being born again. They're trying to usurp the authority of Adam, which is AM, the day. Adam is ADAM. That's those that are in the light, the church, the gospel, the good news of Jesus. They're trying to usurp that. And they're doing everything, and they're going to, just like Eve, she's going to justify the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's in Genesis 3. This fruit was to make you wise and give you pleasure, and you can be your own God, you know, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so everything right there, you can unfold the whole Bible in Genesis 3. You can know what Eve is doing as a witch. You can know what the warlocks are doing, because the warlocks are nothing more than Ahabs who've been demasculated and gave their power over to Eve when she has no power. I guess Adam didn't have to go down with the ship, but God would have had to use a different system. But even if he got another wife, she would have done the same thing. He'd have had to went down with the ship. In Adam, all die. Eve is just the flesh side of Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. And so if he couldn't bring his flesh under subjection, that's why he suffered loss. And so everything in Genesis 3, you unfold it. She wanted to be God. What's the New Age think? They're gods. They think I am that I am is them. They think they're gods. Instead of a piece cut off, they think they're the source. You can be tied to source, but you're not in Christ, you're source in Him. But it's because of Christ, He gives the glory. In Revelation 4, the glorified saints throw their crowns down to Jesus. He gets all the glory and the praise and the honor and the worship because they know they couldn't have made it without Him. He set the pace. So can you love a witch? I guess you can. Because we were all either warlocks or witches. And we were all in rebellion. Can a witch get saved? Anybody can be saved if they want to. But their rebellion is so deep, it's going to affect their whole life. They're really under judgment. if they've gone, I mean, if they made a choice to go into witchcraft and sorcery and all that stuff, it's hard to get them, it's hard to pull them out, you know. It's like pulling teeth. It's hard to pull them out. I don't know if you can. Only God can pull them out. You can reach down and try to show them the way. You know, most of your churches, you can see your churches in Genesis 3 too, because your churches, I hate to say it, but most of your churches, the reason they won't, I always wondered, I thought, why do they want you to be a member and you're not born again? Well, I found out. And I had to protect my source. Always protect your sources, because you get a good information from your source. The reason the churches want you to become a member without being saved is because they get paid by the head count. However many members there are, they get paid by that. So there's the money, the love of money, which is the world, the love of pleasure. Most of your church systems, usually the prostitute system or the pedophile system or the drug system, it's all a corporate dead system. They're trying to be religious with a dead 501(c) corpse. They're trying to be something with dead men's bones. You very hardly ever nowadays hear anybody say, you must be born again. How come you don't hear that? So, what else happened at Genesis 3 with the witches? They create their own truth. They create their own self-worship, their own reality. You don't have to be mad at them, because everybody's been rebellious. They just had dealings with the dark side, so they know things you don't know unless you really start to do some meditation and stuff.